Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning, would you read together with me the title of our message? Don't get bent out of shape. Based on Luke 13, we'll read the text in the context of the message, but listen to these introductory verses. And Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had been stricken with a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent over double, and she could not straighten up at all. I encourage you to follow your sermon outline provided for you on your handout as we consider this engaging theme, don't get bent out of shape. Don't get bent out of shape. What a curious English expression. It has to do with being upset or disturbed with something that has not gone or is not going the way you want it to go. Funny story is told of a couple named Frank and Mabel. Frank and Mabel had been married for 50 years. Mabel already had her 70th birthday, and Frank was just about ready to have his big 70 birthday. On the day of his 70th birthday, the supposed fairy godmother appeared and said, "Frank, I'll grant you one wish for your 70th birthday." And 70-year-old Frank thought and thought and said, "Okay, here's what I'd like. What I really want is a wife 30 years younger than me." Fairy godmother said, "No problem." And poof, Frank was 100 years old. I imagine old Frank was bent out of shape by the way that all came about. In today's sermon text from Luke chapter 13, we meet two different people who were bent out of shape. One was a woman physically bent out of shape because of an illness. The other was a man spiritually bent out of shape by legalism and bitterness. Jesus was able to help one of them, but the other one remained bent out of shape. Let's meet them. The text says, and Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had been stricken by a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent over double and could not straighten up at all. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your sickness." And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made erect again and began glorifying God. Jewish Sabbath was Friday sundown till Saturday sundown. And this event described probably happened at the Friday night synagogue service. Jesus spotted a poor woman who was so bent out of shape she couldn't stand up straight. This was more than a case of osteoporosis. She had been this way for 18 years. Take a look at her. So bent over, she couldn't look up and see the sky. So bent over, all she had seen for 18 years was the dirt on her ground and her feet and other people's feet. Now remember, this is Luke's gospel. And Luke was a physician before he became an apostle of our Lord. Luke tells us in the text, her sickness, quote, was caused by a spirit. It's a physical condition, says St. Luke, but it's more than a physical condition. Dr. Luke knew that. Somehow he knew that the devil was using this condition to keep this dear woman in more than just physical bondage. In other New Testament accounts, Jesus heals people troubled by demonic influences. He heals people and he casts them out. But in all the other accounts, he never touches the person. He simply announces to the spirit and the spirit departs. In this account, he touches the dear woman. And a second difference in this account is the calmness and the quietness of the event. When you read all the other texts of Jesus casting out demonic spirits, it's loud, it's noisy, it's dramatic, if it's not scary. But in this account, the woman simply stands up straight. It seems that a lying spirit, says St. Luke, had convinced this woman she could not stand up straight. Even doctors today testify of the amazing connection between the mind and the body. Luke was saying here there was something of a demonic nature in this woman's condition. Now note, St. Luke is not telling us that all problems are demonic. He's telling us that problems and even illnesses can be used by the devil to enslave us. We can imagine for years, people told this dear woman, stand up. And she'd say, I can't. Look up. I can't. Why not? I can't. Now here's the time to really tune into the sermon. Some of us here today may have a terrible, long-going case of the I can't. Stop abusing alcohol. I can't. Stop worrying. I can't. Let go of the past. I can't. Forgive that person who hurt you. I can't. Have you ever seen the circus elephant tied to a small wooden stake with a rope in the yard of the circus? This grown elephant could easily rip that wooden stake and rope and go freely, but he doesn't. Why? Because the elephant handlers, when they train a baby elephant, use chains and a strong stake with an iron anchor, and the young baby learns to give up trying to be free. He gives up. He tells himself, I can't. And that's why the grown elephant never pulls away. It's not the stake in the ground that's keeping him tied there. It's the thought in his mind. And this leads us to a truth of Holy Scripture many Christians overlook and even forget. And here it is. There is more to the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ than his death to forgive our sins and his rising to give us the gift of heaven. Now, he did die to pay for your sins and mine, thank God. He did rise to give us the gift of heaven, but that's not all that he does. The gospel is even more than that. The good news of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, also gives us hope and strength even in the midst of our lives, and a freedom from what binds us, a freedom from what bends us out of shape in our day-to-day lives. Even as Jesus delivered this dear crippled woman, he wants to deliver you from your I can'ts today. Now, in addition to you laying before your Lord in prayer your I can'ts, I welcome you to come to me as your pastor. That's why I'm here. We can search God's Word together and together come into His presence to receive from Him forgiveness and strength and hope and peace and freedom from your I can'ts. Life's I can'ts need not enslave you any longer. Your I can'ts may be strong. Did you hear me? Your I can'ts may be strong, but Jesus is stronger. He who died and rose for you is stronger than sin, stronger than death, stronger than the devil. Your I can'ts may be strong, but Jesus is stronger. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Listen carefully now to this verse that's not really looked at by many believers. Listen to what it says. That he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. What does that mean? As his baptized child, Jesus dwells in your heart through faith. His strong Spirit lives within you. The answer to our life struggles is not for us to strive more and to try harder. The answer is to come humbly to our loving Lord, asking Him to work in us and through us. We can't, but He can. And it's His pleasure to do so. This also is the good news of the gospel. Meanwhile, let's go back to Jesus and the woman in the synagogue. First, Jesus looks at her. Then he calls her. Then he touches her. I wonder if Jesus bent down to her and looked into her dear eyes. I picture our Lord Jesus looking into her tired but hopeful eyes, and he smiles as he touches her and he says to her, Ma'am, you are set free from your bondage. He touches her in a loving way that only our Lord can touch her and touch you and touch me. And I love verse 13. Listen to what it says. And immediately she stood up erect and began glorifying God. When Jesus touches you, you will stand up erect. You will say, to hell with life's I can'ts. And I will praise my God. My friends, maybe today you feel the weight of the world has bent you over. Maybe it's frustrations or heartaches or even physical ailments. Maybe you have been abused or rejected in the past and it has bent you over so far you feel like you can't look up. Maybe you've been bent over or trapped by carrying in the deepness of your heart a deep, dark secret you've shared with nobody else. People around you say, shake it off, just straighten up. But you can't. Well, maybe you can't. But Jesus can. And he says to you the words of Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But this poor woman wasn't the only crippled person in the synagogue that day. We also find a man bent out of shape by religious rules, bent out of shape by legalism. The poor woman who was healed and her friends began praising and thanking God for this miracle of healing. But the leader of the synagogue couldn't stand it. He became indignant. He was bent out of shape. He ordered everybody in the synagogue to shut up and be quiet. Stop rejoicing. Things are not going to get out of hand in my synagogue, he said. And to justify his action, he even quoted a Bible passage to Jesus, as if Jesus didn't already know it. He said, Exodus 20, verse 9, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Translation, Jesus, no healing on the Sabbath. Woman, no rejoicing on the Sabbath. This is church. Be serious. And he completely missed the wonder and the joy of the mercy of Jesus and the thankfulness of this woman, all due to legalism and the bitterness of legalism that bent him out of shape. But evidently there were others who agreed with this man that day, because later Jesus addresses his word to a big crowd. Go home and read Luke 13 sometime. Let me just paraphrase what Jesus says in Luke 13, 15 to 16. He says to the people, "You frauds, you hypocrites, every Sabbath day, every one of you unties his donkey or unties his cow to lead it from its stall outside to find some water. And you think nothing of it. So why isn't it right for me this Sabbath day to untie this blessed daughter of Abraham and to release her from what has bound her and tied her up for these last 18 years? Legalism. Being bound to rules and laws in an unhealthy way, sadly, has not left us today in our lives, in our homes, and in the church. Sadly, spiritual descendants of this unhappy synagogue ruler are still with us today. A person bent over out of shape by legalism relies more on a strict list of religious rules than upon a liberating, joyous relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. The legalist is so convinced of their rightness, so convinced that their opinion on the matter is the only correct one, so holding tightly to a real or an imagined past offense against them, they can miss the joy and freedom that Jesus brings. And let me say it carefully. God's laws are important. He wants us to keep His commandments, but they were never given to us to bind us or to bend us out of shape. They are to be obeyed as a way to say, "Thank you, God, for your deliverance." Go home someday and read Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are listed. God gave the original Ten Commandments to the people of Israel after He delivered them from bondage in Egypt. He never said, "Keep these rules and regulations, then I will love you, then I will redeem you." He loved them, He chose them, He freed them, then He gave them the commandments as a way for the people to celebrate God's love and His freedom. Jesus said, in John 8, verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Here is yet another result of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus. Freedom and liberty from that which binds us. Freedom and liberty from the elephant's wooden stake and rope that no longer needs to bind him nor bind you any longer. Well, how did Luke's account with Jesus' encounter of this crippled woman in the synagogue end? How did it end? Verse 17 says this. When Jesus said this, all of his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with the wonderful things he was doing. Whatever is broken in your life, Jesus can fix it. If you're bent out of shape by suffering, as was this woman, Jesus sees you and He calls you. When He touches you, you'll never be the same. If you're bent out of shape by legalism, as was this synagogue ruler, Jesus came to set you free. Free from the chains of the law. Free from your self-made chains that bind you. My friends, likely too much of your life is bent out of shape, are broken like the old Humpty Dumpty from the children's poem Let me read the poem to you. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the crucified and risen Lord who heals broken and bent people. Heals us broken and bent people when all our human attempts cannot put ourselves back together again. So here is a variation to the old Humpty Dumpty poem. It's meant just for you. Jesus Christ came to your wall, and on the cross, he died for your fall. Regardless of death, and in spite of your sin, through God's grace, he can put you together again. There is no longer any reason to be bent out of shape. In the name of Jesus, amen.